This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Mark, Julian Ng and Sharit Abdullah. Now, the Amazon is the world's largest rainforest. It absorbs 25% of carbon emissions. But as you know, it is under threat. First of all, it's burning. So scientists believe that 99% of the fires are currently because of human actions, either on purpose or by accident.
Yep, they're clearing a lot of land for cattle farming, and this really puts into perspective the kind of deforestation accusations that the EU is levelling against countries like Malaysia and Indonesia. Comparatively speaking, the Malaysian rainforest is about 220,000 square kilometres, whereas you're talking about 5.5 million square kilometres for the Amazon. We are but a tiny amount of forest, even though we're on the largest rainforest island.
Yeah, we're actually the second largest source of biodiversity in the world behind the Amazon rainforest.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we still have 55%, if I'm not mistaken, forest coverage. That's the promise that the Malaysian government has made in terms of land forest clearing. But the Amazon, we're talking about huge amounts of fires this year compared to in previous years. And this is really serious. It's also impacting the economies and businesses, not only in South America, but around the world as well.
Yes, I mean, since the start of 2019 in Brazil, they've reported about 72,000 fires in the country and almost 80% increase in deforestation in Amazon this year compared to last year. I mean, so if we're looking at what they're doing, so deforestation, they're burning the forest and to clear lands for cattle. It sounds like a double whammy in some ways, because cattle itself is also a big contributor towards climate change. But we'll have to look at how this is going to impact the business in Brazil. Brazilian businesses, especially the agribusiness, they feel that they are being unfairly tarred by unscrupulous actors. They fear that the crisis will result to, you know, loss of competitiveness. And many of the fires... despite many of the fires in Amazon, they are seasonal. Some are thought to be started by ranchers clearing land for that cattle farming there.
And we have started to see some political repercussions as well, because on Friday, Finland, which holds the EU's rotating presidency at the moment, they called for the bloc to look into the possibility of banning Brazilian beef. And French President Emmanuel Macron, as well as other European leaders, have also warned they will not ratify the EU-Mercosur trade deal if Brasilia does not do more to fight the fires. And the EU-Mercosur trade deal is a deal between the EU and South America and the South American trade bloc, which Brazil is a part of. And I guess, there are questions of whether a ban, whether going through with this ban would be fair, or whether it would just hurt the Brazilian people who didn't play a part in the fires. But I think the biggest concern is that there hasn't been any response or a significant enough response from the Brazilian government to actually tackle these fires.
Yeah, actually, the Brazilian president blamed some NGOs for themselves starting a fire to prove their own point. And that's the kind of irresponsible comments that you can make coming out of this.
Yeah, Jair Bolsonaro is quite a character himself.
That's right.
He's recently made headlines for making rather nasty comments about French President Emmanuel Macron's wife, which was not very nice.
So I think this is coming from the G7 meeting, isn't it? They are starting a conversation with regards to the Amazon fire, and now they're extending help with regards as a result of this. But you know, the president, the Brazil president Bolsonaro, now he's shooting back, saying that the suggestion that's coming from the G7, specifically the French president, on this issue discussed, it's a bit off in a sense, because they're not present there, right? And it's been the case. And what do you guys think? I mean, it's interesting, isn't it?
You don't have to be there to feel the effects, right? We know very well how the haze affects us, even though it's the source of that is from other countries. And in similar fashion, the Amazon forest fires will not only affect Brazil, right, but will affect the whole world.
I think Bolsonaro's point is that the G7 is discussing it amongst themselves like their own little club, and Brazil is not part of that G7. So Brazil doesn't get a say in anything that they're discussing. But the thing is that the G7 actually is, or international leaders at this meeting, they have actually agreed to provide logistical and financial support to help fight the fires. So I don't really see that there would be any not that there would be any problem here of Brazil not having a seat at the table, because at the end of the day, they're actually committing aid to Brazil.
Yeah, but I think another angle to look at it is that is the irritation mainly coming from a lot of developing countries. You know, in some ways, whenever the Western countries were to impose or have, impose their ideas, ideals. Not to say that it's wrong, but it's just that if you look at their track record as well. For an example, take the United States. Mm-hmm. Half of the country, the forests are gone. If you look at New Zealand, for an example, 75% of their forests, and these are Western countries, and they've managed to reap the sort of economic benefit from the lands. And not again, it's not to say it's hard. I mean, it's wrong. It's just I wonder if developing countries are feeling a bit agitated the manner that they are approaching this issue.
Yeah, I think certainly there is a kind of clear and present danger right now. There is no economic benefit right now that can be obtained from the Amazon forest. Mm. But it raises a lot of environmental issues about how we are consuming, how we're spending, whether we are directing resource to the right directions. And this is something that the world has to consider. For example, if you consider the clearing of the forest for cattle farming, right? We consume a lot of meat, so much so that companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods right now, they have garnered huge market capitalization upon their listing. And KFC right now is even considering including artificial meat into their menu to
meat,
respond to this.
Plant-based
this kind of
meat alternatives, yeah. Lab-grown meats are becoming more popular. It's part of this wider changing consumer trends and awareness of the impact that our consumption habits have on the environment.
So the developing countries themselves have to contend with this kind of issues. I mean, we're talking about Indonesia also shifting its capital because of inundation, right? Global cities around the world sinking, and therefore they got to move to higher areas.
So I think it's just going, I mean, no disagreement. It's just it's always using the word ban is this extreme. I think it's irritating a lot of the developing country. I think a lot of engagement or a bit of empathy coming from their side saying that, hey, look, we're giving aid as a result of, climate change is real. But at the same time, we respect your sovereignty. I think a lot of them have that in contention.
Are we hiding behind the word sovereignty, though?
Yes. Well, are we running away from things?
Yeah, it could be.
Because, you know, when you use the word sovereignty and to defend inaction on your part for something that is in fact having a detrimental effect on other countries, not just your own, then there is a problem here as well, because countries don't exist in isolation. You cannot just say that, my problems are my own when borders are human made, and things like the haze, for example, does transition over into countries like Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.